say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
I've fallen behind a bit, but for a while I was a dedicated student in my attempt to learn a bit of German. When traveling in another country, even if they speak better English than most Americans, in my mind it's a show of respect to know a bit of the native tongue. Besides, not knowing how to ask where the bathroom is after hoisting a few beers in Bavaria could become a bit embarrassing. Hey, for several months now, I've been talking about the exciting and innovative narrated Kingman Historic District walking tour being developed by Kingman Main Street. A sample tour can be seen on the website kingman.tours. This morning, I'll be sharing the fascinating story of Dunton Motors Dream Machines, as well as the story of the Dunton family and their nearly 100-year association with Route 66. You know, I'm really confident you're going to find this tale to be of interest. But before I share this morning's story, let's say thank you to the boys of the road crew, Joe and Woody, and if you need a little bit of a road trip inspiration for your epic odyssey on Route 66 or the other great two-lane highways, well, look no further than roadcrew66.com. Okay, and now the story of Dunton Motors. In about 1912, the year of Arizona statehood, J.A. Tarr established a Ford agency in Kingman on North Front Street across from the railroad depot. That's now Andy Devine Avenue, which is Route 66. The company was reorganized as Kingman Motor Company, Incorporated, in the late 1920s, and then as Taylor Owen Ford in the 1930s. But hindering development was the location. The dealership was sandwiched between the Commercial Hotel and the Luthi block that included the Kingman Drug and White House Cafe. As a result, there was little room for expansion. Well, with realignment of Route 66 west along Front Street in 1938, there was incentive for the building of an array of new businesses away from the traditional historic commercial district. Added incentive had come in 1935 with certification of U.S. 466, which had its eastern terminus at Route 66 in Kingman. Well, in 1946, Taylor Owen Ford purchased property on Front Street between the Chemo Shell and Chemo Cafe No. 2, now Mr. D's Route 66 Diner, in 2nd Street. After raising a house and service station, a new modern dealership was built. On June 13, 1946, the Kingman Miner published a picture of the new dealership and noted that, quote, "The new building, built by A.L. Owen, now houses the N.R. Dunton Motor Company. One of Kingman's finest new business houses, it has a modern display room for cars, an automotive parts section, and an up-to-date maintenance department." Well, N.R. Dunton is the story where it begins. N.R. Dutton was the owner of a garage, service station, mining supply company, and towing service along Route 66 on the west side of Sitgreaves Pass in Gold Road, about 20 miles from Kingman. In a guidebook to Highway 66 published by Jack Rittenhouse in 1946, it was noted that, quote, "For eastbound cars which cannot make the Gold Hill grade, a filling station in Gold Road offers a tow truck which will haul your car to the summit. At last inquiry, their charge was $3.50, but may be higher. Cars with trailers may need the service." E&R Dutton had been doing business along Route 66 and Gold Road since before its inception. In about 1925, to profit on traffic headed west over Sitgreaves Pass on the National Old Trails Road, E&R Dutton built Cool Springs. It was a gas station with two open bays under a roof for vehicle repairs. In 1950, Herb Bidoff and Roy Dutton, E&R's nephew, bought the dealership and reorganized it as Bidoff and Dutton Motors. With this as the foundation, the two men built an automotive empire that included Ford dealerships in Yuma and Boulder City, Nevada. The young partners also became active in local and state politics. In 1952, Kingman was incorporated, and Herb Bidoff served as the city's first mayor from 1952 to 1955. Roy began working closely with the Republican Party of Arizona. Over the years, he served as the state and county chairman and assistant treasurer. For more than five decades, he serves as the chairman and fundraiser for the Mojave County Republican picnics. His role in the Republican Party and involvement with projects such as highway development in western Arizona led to associations and friendships with prominent state and national leaders, including Presidents Reagan, Ford, Bush Sr. and Jr., and Senator Bob Dole and John McCain. In 1957, Roy Dutton bought out Bidoff and established Dutton Motors and opened an Edsel franchise, the first in northern Arizona. When the first shipment of Edsels arrived, a parade was organized through town, and Dutton Motors made its first big sale by filling the order for the new Mojave County Sheriff's Department patrol cars. Bidoff moved to Las Vegas and established a Rambler dealership and later a Cadillac and GM store. Aside from a severe economic downturn that stunted sales, the early production Edsels were plagued with problems. Years later, Roy Dutton enjoyed sharing the story of a Flagstaff doctor that drove to Kingman to purchase a new Edsel. According to the story, within 5 minutes of completing the contract, a truck came down the alley and rear-ended the car. The doctor stayed with the Dutton family until repairs were completed. Then, when he was driving back to Flagstaff on Route 66, the transmission went out on the Ash Fork grade. In 1960, with the end of Edsel production, Dutton Motors transitioned to a Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury franchise. Then in 1963, the service manager was driving down Route 66 with the office manager in a new Lincoln when the car's front suspension failed. The office manager was killed and the service manager severely injured. When Lincoln refused to accept responsibility or assist with legal representation, Dutton Motors was again reorganized. It was converted to a General Motors facility. In 1980, shortly after the bypass of Route 66 with completion of I-40, the Dutton family built a new dealership on Stockton Hill Road and leased the old facility to the Mojave County Road Department. In 1990, Roy and his son Scott resumed management of the old dealership and initiated restoration under the Dutton Motors Dream Machines name. Roy Dutton, who had began working on Route 66 in the late 1930s at N.R. Dutton's Gold Road Garage, passed away on September 4, 2016. The dealership that now includes a car museum is also the headquarters for the Route 66 Association of Kingman, Arizona. The association often hosts receptions for groups such as the Dutch Route 66 Association at the historic dealership. And there is a detailed diorama of the legendary's Mr. D's Route 66 Diner on display in the showroom that was created by world-famous Dutch artist Willem Boer. Well, I'm going to wrap up today's program with a shout-out to the one and only Wagon Wheel Motel in Cuba, Missouri. This is the oldest continuously operated motel on Route 66. There's a bit of trivia for you. It is a living time capsule wrapped in modern amenities. It is a destination, and it is the very essence of the Route 66 experience. And when you stop for the night, please say howdy to Miss Connie for us. I want to shout out to our programs, educational programs, podcasts are also made possible through the support of our crowdfunding initiative on the Patreon platform. It's amazing what we can accomplish with a pooled resources of just a couple dollars. Well, it is time to bid adios for today, my friends. I hope that you can join me in the morning for another episode of Wake Up with Jim. Invite your friends. Hey, let's make it an early morning coffee party. Well, vaya con Dios, mi amigos. Adios.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.